that has a spigot on it.
Drum?
Or a
barrel?
Okay. Now, if you're bringing in a load of wood for the fire, you might say that's quite a of wood, quite
a load.
You wouldn't call it a turn. It's quite a turn of wood. And if you had driving a wagon load and you only had part of a load on the wagon, you might refer to that as a
jag.
And the lady goes out, has her clothes hanging on the line, and she takes them down and puts them in a
clothes basket.
If you had nails, a whole lot of nails, you'd probably buy a whole, not a barrel, but a buy a wooden. You ever buy a whole lot of nails? In a wooden
keg.
Now the musical instrument that you play like this,
harp,
mouth harp.
Yes.
And if you had one that goes like that, that's a
well.
And the kind you pluck, it has that spring on it. Goes.
That's a jute harp, isn't it? I never owned one.
They're horrible sounding things. Well, around the barrel there are big metal
hoops.
And if you had a bottle and you want to keep the liquid from coming out, you'd stuff
a bung in.
Or some other
plug,
thing.
Plug, maybe.
Or a cork.
Cork?
And if you want have a nail, and you want to get that nail in the wood, you probably hit it with a
hammer.
And now shift attention to something that I still know nothing about after talking with people who do, and I'm sure it's my own fault. Wagons had different kinds of fronts where you hooked the horse on. Some of them had some sticks sticking out here for one horse business. What do you call these things?
Shares.
Now, if you had two horses,
you'd have a tongue.
And that goes down the middle and a horse on each side. I'm learning something, finally. What's this business about a one-horse rig being different from a two-horse rig? Is that one-horse rig
and a two-horse rig?
Yeah, what's the basic difference? Is that it? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that shav and a tongue? Is that the
shav and a tongue, yes.
What's a single tree then, or whatever this is? A whiffle tree?
A single tree would be, well, that would be on one side of the tongue where you hitch one horse on. A double tree,
oh,
you've got a single tree on one on each end of the double tree, see?
Oh, I see.
Tongue through the center, and a double tree across the whole business, and a single tree on each end of this double tree.
So that an evener, is an evener in here someplace too? Does that mean something to you? Is that the same as a double single tree or something? Or a double tree rather, I mean?
Well, we never used that so much.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, if a man had some wood and he was in his wagon, he was going from there to there, you might say that he was doing what to the wood? He's
hauling it.
And you wouldn't say drawing it or carting it,
or weeding,
teaming it, or anything?
No.
Just drawing, or hauling it.
Hauling it.
And the farm implement that breaks up the ground in spring is the
plow.
And go over it with afterwards with a
harrow.